The Abbasid Caliphate. Let's begin with some general information about the Abbasids. Like the Umayyads before them, the Abbasid Caliphate was named Abbasid because all of its caliphs were members of the same family. They were descendants of one man, Al-Abbas, who was an uncle of the Prophet Muhammad. Like Muhammad, Al-Abbas and his descendants belonged to the tribe of Quraysh. But the Abbasid Caliphate was much longer lasting than that of the Umayyads, a period of more than 500 years from the time when the first of them, As-Saffah, was acclaimed in Iraq in 749, until the killing of the last of them, Al-Mustasim, by the Mongols who conquered Baghdad in 1258. The list of Abbasid caliphs totals 37. The Abbasids seized the caliphate after the Umayyads had been overthrown in 749. How far they organised the overthrow of the Umayyads is debatable. The Abbasids moved the centre of the empire to Iraq, where they built the new town of Baghdad to house their palace and garrison their soldiers. Those 500 years saw many events and changes, and it's clear that dynastic history is an inadequate tool for writing the history of the period. In spite of the continuous line of Abbasid caliphs, the territories over which they had authority and the very nature of their authority changed in many ways. To focus on the caliphs when trying to describe and understand those changes would be comparable with trying to write the history of England between, say, Elizabeth I and Elizabeth II, giving primacy to the reigns of kings and queens. Furthermore, the length and diversity of the Abbasid Caliphate means that in a short podcast like this, many aspects of the history of the Middle East and the Mediterranean during the period when they were caliphs cannot even be mentioned.